USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following the CDC's updated guidance on mask wearing, several national retailers are also changing their policies. Walmart, Costco, Publix, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's have all announced that wearing masks in their store will be optional for customers who aren't fully vaccinated, subject to local mandates. The stores are still asking those who are unvaccinated to continue to wear masks. The move comes after the CDC changed their guidance earlier this week, saying that people who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in crowded settings and in healthcare facilities. Even with the new mandates, some stores like Apple, Kroger's, and Target say they're leaving their mask requirements in place for now. And the CDC says that schools should continue to have students wear masks and physically distance through the end of this school year. That guidance applying to all schools, K through 12th grade. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A Florida congressman may have paid more than a dozen women for sex. Mike Fortier reports.
The DailyBeast.com reporting Friday that former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg will tell federal investigators that Congressman Matt Gaetz paid over 15 women for sex. Sources tell the website that one of those women later got a no-show government job funded by Seminole County taxpayers. Also, one person tells the Daily Beast they saw Gaetz snort cocaine at a hotel in Orlando in 2019. Greenberg expected to plead guilty Monday to federal charges and cooperate with an investigation into Gaetz. Gaetz has not been charged with a crime, and he denies paying women for sex. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a 50-car train has derailed in southern Minnesota. Union Pacific says that more than half of the train's cars left the track Saturday afternoon, about 100 miles south of Minneapolis. No injuries have been reported, but Union Pacific says it's still working to determine if any hazardous materials were being carried on the train. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The man who was the subject of the Netflix series The Tiger King has revealed that he has prostate cancer. Wendy King reports.
The former zoo owner took to Twitter on Friday to share his cancer diagnosis and once again pleaded for a pardon from President Biden in the wake of his illness. Exotic, who is 58, was convicted on 17 federal charges of animal abuse and 2 counts of attempted murder for hire in his plot to kill nemesis and big cat rescue owner Carol Baskin in 2019. He was sentenced to 22 years in prison. In his social media post, he said his PSA count came back very high for prostate cancer. He said, "My body is tired. I have lost a tremendous amount of weight, and the mouth sores are out of control. I throw up now more than I eat." He added that he didn't want anyone's pity, but was instead hoping for a pardon from President Biden, Vice President Harris, and the Attorney General. He accused the police and the Department of Justice of corruption. He wrote on Twitter, "Make this right and sign that pardon that Trump left behind so I can go home and get proper medical care and proper food." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And no horse will capture the Triple Crown in 2021 as Rombauer pulled off the upset to win the 146th running of the Preakness Stakes. Kentucky Derby winner and race favorite Medina Spirit finished third. Rombauer's trainer Mike McCarthy winning in his first appearance in the Preakness. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.